Hi everyone. So today I'm going to be presenting on a test of different menu labeling presentations. And before I want to start, I want to thank my collaborators who are also my advisors at Yale. And so as you know, menu labeling was passed nationally as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in 2010. But this raises an important question, which is, do these menu labels actually work? That is, do they actually decrease how many calories people are ordering? And prior research on this question has produced quite mixed findings. Some studies have found that there's really no impact of providing calorie information on how many calories people order, or they found that there's a rather minimal impact. Whereas there have been other studies which have found that there seems to be a moderate impact of providing calorie information on how many calories people order. So this provided the motivation for the study I'm presenting today. We wanted to see whether changing the format of calorie information could affect how many calories people order. So this study had several aims. First, we wanted to test whether different formats of calorie information decrease calories ordered, whether it improves how accurate people are at estimating how many calories they ordered, and finally, do these different formats change how healthy people perceive the restaurant that has that menu to be? So for our study, we had 485 participants in an online panel, and we randomly assigned them to see one of four different menus. For our sample, we had a predominantly female sample, and the average age of participants was around 37 years old, and the average BMI was just over 25. So as you can see from the standard deviations, we've had a fairly good range in terms of age and BMI, and we didn't detect any demographic differences between the different menu conditions. So now I'm going to present to you a snippet of each of the four menus. And these menus were all designed by us based upon the actual menu for a national family-style chain restaurant. And what we did was we pulled all the items from this restaurant's menu, and we altered some of the item names slightly just to mask the identity of the restaurant. So here's the plain no-calories menu, which it served as our control condition. As you can see, we just have the menu item names, and we have price information. The next menu format we had was the plain calories menu, and so this is the format that current federal legislation calls for. As you can see in the upper left-hand corner of the menu, we have the daily caloric intake statement that just says the recommended daily caloric intake for an average adult is 2,000 calories. And here we have calorie information to the right of price information. So for our next format, we wondered if there was a way to draw attention to calorie information in a pretty subtle way. Again, we have the same daily caloric intake statement, and again, we have calorie information, but this time, as you can see, the calorie information is ordered such that lower values come first and then higher values come at the end. So this was our ordered calories format. For our final format, we wanted to increase the salience of calorie information even more, and we also wanted to provide a signal to consumers about what was a more healthy choice and what was a more unhealthy choice. Again, we have calorie information ordered from low to high, but this time we've also surrounded the calorie values with a red or a green circle to indicate a more unhealthy or healthier choice. Again, we have the daily caloric intake statement, but we also added two statements to indicate the criteria we used for deciding whether an option was considered a healthier choice or a more unhealthy choice. So here's a brief overview of the results I'm going to present. First, I'll present the results for how these different formats of calorie information presentation affect total calories ordered, then how that affects how accurate people are at estimating how many calories they ordered, and finally, how it affects how healthy people perceive the restaurant to be. So here, for total calories ordered, along the y-axis, we can see total calories ordered. And in the no-calorie condition, people order quite a lot, on average 1789 calories. When we provide people calorie information in the plain format that's currently federally mandated, we see that there's a slight drop, but this is not significant statistically. When we have the ordered calorie format, that is, when we order calorie values from low to high, we see that there's a drop even more, but this is statistically significant from the no calories control condition. And again, adding the red and green symbols drops it even further, and this is statistically significant from the no calorie control condition. So to summarize, if we collapse all of the calorie conditions together and compare it to the no-calorie control condition, that is statistically significant. This difference is not significant, so the current federally mandated version of calorie label presentation does not produce a significant drop in how many calories people order. Whereas both of the embellished formats, both the ordered format and the colored calories format, produce a significant drop compared to the no-calorie control condition. So how does this affect how accurate people are at estimating how many calories they ordered? So along the y-axis, we have the absolute value of calories ordered minus calories estimated, such that higher values indicate greater inaccuracy. And in the no-calorie condition, people are quite inaccurate. When we provide calorie information in the plain format, there's a substantial drop, although people are still pretty inaccurate. And there are some small further drops when we provide people with the embellished calorie label formats, although the only significant difference here is when we collapse all of the different calorie conditions and compare them to the control condition. So what this suggests is that you don't seem to get much added benefit from these embellished calorie labels when it comes to how accurate people are at estimating how many calories they ordered. But from the perspective of the obesity epidemic, it's really more of a problem if people are underestimating how many calories they ordered. And what we find is that across menu conditions, people are consistently underestimating how many calories they ordered. But we were also interested in what is the average margin of underestimation. So along the y-axis here, higher values indicate a greater margin of underestimation. And as you can see, people underestimate quite a lot in the no-calorie condition. This drops for the plain calorie condition, and there are small further drops for the two embellished calorie conditions. But again, it seems here that providing calorie information in any format is enough to decrease the margin of underestimation. And finally, we were interested in how these different presentation formats affect how healthy people perceive the restaurant to be. And so, as you can see here, it appears that in the colored calorie format, people perceive the restaurant to be healthier than in the control format where we didn't provide any calorie information. And so this could be for a variety of reasons. As you might recall, in the colored calorie format, people ordered fewer calories. So it could be that they're basing their perceptions of the restaurant's healthfulness upon what they actually ordered. It could also be, however, that just seeing those red and green symbols on the menu is enough to make you perceive the restaurant as healthier. So we think this is an interesting question for future research. So finally, to conclude, it appears that these embellished calorie labels decrease how many calories people intend to order. And so again, the embellished calorie labels were the ordered calorie format, where we ordered calorie values from low to high, and the colored calorie label format, where in addition to ordering calories from low to high, we added a red or a green symbol to indicate more unhealthy or healthier choices. It also appears that providing calorie information of any type seems to increase how accurate people are at estimating how many calories they ordered. And finally, we found that providing people with the colored calorie label format seems to increase how healthy they perceive the restaurant to be. Thank you.